very possible and very possible del risotto.
Nothing like a good glass of Chateau de Chasselas, eh, Josiah? You're right there, Obadiah.
Who'd have thought 30 years ago we'd be sitting here drinking Chateau de Chasselas, eh?
Well, Mondays we're glad to have a price of a cup of tea.
A cup of old tea, without milk or sugar.
Without milk or sugar?
And a crack cup of all.
Oh, we never had a cup. We used to have to drink out of a rolled-up newspaper. The best we could manage was to suck on a piece of damp cloth. But you know, we were happy in those days, though we were poor.
Well, because we were poor, my old dad used to say to me, money doesn't buy you happiness, son.
Aye, he was right.
I was
happier then, and I had nothing. We had to live in that tiny old house with great big holes in the roof. House! You were lucky to live in a house. We used to live in one room, all 26 of us. No furniture. All the floor was missing. We were all alone together in one corner for fear of falling. Yeah, you were lucky to have a room. We used to have to live in a corridor.
Oh, we used to dream of living in a corridor. We didn't have a palace to us. We used to live in an old water tank with an old rubbish heap. We woke up every morning by having a lot of rotten fish dumped all over us, huh?
Well, when I say a house, it was only a hole in the ground covered by a sheet of tarpaulin, but it was a house to us!
Aye, we were evicted from our holy ground. We had to go and live in a lake. We were lucky to have a lake. There were 150 of us living in a shoebox in the middle of the road.
A cardboard shoebox?
Aye.
Oh, you were lucky. We lived for 3 months in a paper bag in a safety tank. We used to have to get up at 6 in the morning, clean the paper bag, eat a crust of stale bread, go to work in the mill 14 hours a day, week in, week out, for 6 pence a day. And then we got home, our old man would thrash us and sleep us with a pillow in bed.
Oh, that's bloody luxury! We used to have to get on the lake at 6 o'clock in the morning, clean the lake, ease a handful of the gravel, work 20 hours a day at the mill for tuppence a month, come home, and Dad will thrash us to sleep with a broken bottle if we're lucky.
You...
Well, of course we had a tough. We used to have to get up out of a shoebox at 12 o'clock at night and lick the rods clean.
Oh, you were lucky.
We had 2 bits of cool gravel for 24 hours a day at mill for 6 pence every 4 years. When we got home, our dad would slice us in the mouth with a butter knife.
Right.
Oh, he loved you. He loved you.
Oh, 8 o'clock in the morning and 10 o'clock at night, half an hour before I went to bed, drink a cup of sulfuric acid, work 29 hours a day down mill, and pay the mill owner for permission to come to work. And when we got home, our dad and our mother would kill us and throw us to fall on grass and say hallelujah.
And you're trying to tell young people today that, and they won't believe you.
No!
No!
They won't!
God!